some news for you.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
Kylie Minogue played to a sodden crowd on Saturday night at Sir James Mitchell Park in Perth, part of her Aussie tour. But the weather didn't put off the 13,000-strong crowd as they sang along to all their favourite Kylie songs, including Spinning Around, Can't Get You Out of My Head and Locomotion, plus new songs from her latest country pop album, Golden. Kylie greeted the crowd saying, "I thought it never rained in Perth." She even got them all to sing along to her smash hit, Better the Devil You Know.
Jan Michael Vincent, best known for his starring role as Stingfellow Hawk in the 80s TV show Airwolf, died of cardiac arrest over the weekend in North Carolina at the age of 73.
Brandi Carlile has announced a women's supergroup called The High Women with country singers Amanda Shires and Maren Morris, plus Sheryl Crow on bass guitar.
The whole idea started with Amanda Shires. Like, we were basically hanging out and we got to know each other, became fast friends, fell in love, and she said, we should start like a political movement. She made me hip to this thing called Emily's List. And I was like, yeah, we should. And I was like, but then, you know, maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we should start a musical movement, like a Trojan horse of love, you know, where we get inside the mechanism and fix it from inside, you know, but we don't embattle it. And she was like, yeah, we can call it the High Women.
Whoopi Goldberg has revealed she almost died.
Here's what happened. I had pneumonia and I was septic. Pneumonia in both lungs, which meant there was fluid, there was all kinds of stuff going on. And yes, I came very, very close to leaving the earth. Good news, I didn't. Thank you for all of your good wishes, all of the wonderful things that people have been saying. Even people who are not like huge fans of mine have actually said nice things about me. We all know that's going to change when I get back. But for right now, it's brilliant.
Jennifer Lopez is engaged to Alex Rodriguez. The couple both shared an image on Instagram on Sunday morning of a hand bearing an enormous ring. She said yes, former baseball player Rodriguez wrote, while Lopez captioned the picture with a string of heart emojis.
And DC Comics will mark Batman's 80th birthday this year with a slew of nationwide events, including one that involves bats.
Yeah, the festivities will kick off at this year's SXSW Festival in Austin, where more than 1.5 million bats will fly over Congress Bridge in a special event on March 15th. The bridge serves as the bats' home and has become a nightly tourist spot to watch the nocturnal creatures fly. Come on, you know you want to say it.
I'm Batman.
I've got some news for you.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.